Great life. Great life.
This is Crate Life, and I am your host, Rob Whalen. Thank you for tuning in. Today's episode is about a producer you may have heard of, one of my favorites, probably one of yours, Pete Rock. So Pete Rock, just a little quick background. He was born in the Bronx, raised in Mount Vernon, New York. He got his start as a DJ with the legendary Marley Marl on WBLS in New York City, and eventually he moved up. Also, he had family in the business. To a lesser extent, his father was kind of a part-time DJ, had a big record collection, so that's a good start right there. On top of that, Heavy D is his cousin, and his brother actually is Grap Lover from I&I, so seems like it's running through the family. I would say he's most famously known for his work with CL Smooth as the group Pete Rock and CL Smooth. Definitely a well-respected legendary group in the rap business and in hip-hop culture. There was an interview with Wax Poetics magazine. They interviewed Pete, and I found this pretty interesting. I never knew this before, but you may have heard what's called the Pete Rock remix to Notorious B.I.G.'s Juicy. Well, check this out. What he's telling Wax Poetics is that Juicy apparently was his idea at first. He had it playing. I guess he didn't say who exactly was in the house with him, but according to the sentence prior to, he was talking about Puffy, like P. Diddy. So it seems as if Puff and maybe some of his team came over to Pete's house and heard the beat playing in the background, and they liked it. Next thing you know, they used it, but they changed it a bit. So, but Pete never got credit. Same thing happened, apparently, to him when it came to A Tribe Called Quest. We Got the Jazz on the Low End Theory. Same story. Q-Tip came over, heard the beat playing in the background, because Pete's always making beats. And what Pete said is that the records that he used to make the song, to make the beat, were sitting out for Q-Tip to see. He said Tip saw it. And next thing you know, it's on there. And he got a shout out on the album, but he never got credit. So pretty interesting stuff. Anyway, shows how much his ideas are really fueling things, even if he doesn't get the credit for it, which he really should. So anyways, up to now, he's one of the most respected producers, and also he's a well-respected DJ. That's Pete Rock in a nutshell. So without any further ado, I'm going to get straight to the first song, which I think everybody listening to this will probably recognize this song. This song is They Reminisce Over You. There's plenty of information about this song. I'm sure you've heard about it. Let's get straight to it.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October, a toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes, now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows.
They reminisce over you, for real. Alright, so, now Lupe Fiasco recently caught some heat for doing a song over a remake of that beat. So, but we won't get into that. But anyway, that's a legendary song, and you just don't touch that one. So anyway, where we get the samples from? Well, let's get into it. The first one I'm going to show you is where the beginning of the song came from. That's from the beginning of the end, When She Made Me Promise. Check it out.
We'll be right back.
All right, pretty much a direct sample right there, no changes. So let's show you now where the rest of the beat came from, the horns and the rest of the main loop or the main sample. This is Tom Scott and the California Dreamers. The song is entitled Today. There it is, Today. Tom Scott and the California Dreamers. There's so much history in this They Reminisce Over You song. It's just like, just hearing it, if you've been around and you heard it back in the day and things like that, you just, this is one of those goosebump inducing songs. I love that. So anyway, that's that. Now, the next song I want to get into here is actually something that he produced for someone else. They Reminisce Over You was by Pete Rock and CL Smooth. That's how it was released under. This song is from another legendary MC off a legendary album. This is The World Is Yours by Nas. Check it out.
It's yours. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Whose world is this? It's mine, whose world is this?
The world is yours, the world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine.
I sip the dumb peak, watching Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes. All the words past the margin, the whole of mic I'm throbbing. Mechanical movement, understandable smooth shit that murderers move.
That was The World Is Yours by Nas. That's one of the handful of songs that actually got me into rap music when I was a kid. So huge. That's a big one. That's one of my personal favorites. And that was off the Illmatic album, as probably you all know. So where'd he get the samples from? Well, let's find out right now. There's two samples here. One of them I'm going to show you, which is the main sample that's been used throughout the song. This is by Ahmad Jamal, and the song is called I Love Music. Okay, I Love Music by Ahmad Jamal. Now we'll show you where the It's Yours sample came from. That's by T. LaRock. Song is entitled It's Yours. Here we go. It's Yours. So the third song that I want to get into here by Pete is another production that he did for another artist. This is for his group I&I, which, as I mentioned earlier, consists of his brother Grap Lover, as well as Rob O. So this song here is Fakin' Jax. This is one of the singles that came out from their album entitled Center of Attention. Check this one out.
Check it out. I and I's in the house. Robbo, Rap Lover, Ross, Marco Polo, with the PR. To all you fake ass thugs out there talking about you got this and you got that, and you gonna murder this one and murder that one, talking all that bullshit, I'm gonna put it to you like this, yo. Check it out. As I commence lyrical content, now bust the grammar. Niggas trying to make me.
Stop Fakin' Jax. Okay, so that's the song. Now, here's where the main sample came from. The song's by Dorothy Ashby, and it's called 'Cause I Need It.
Mm-hmm.
Because I Need It by Dorothy Ashby. So that's the main sample, and by listening to it, you could tell that Pete put a lot of filtering on that sample. So, and that's one thing that his style was known for, a lot of filtering in the verse parts of the beats. So next, I'll show you where the drums came from. This is a popular drum break. Let's get straight into it. It's the Honey Drippers, and the song's called Impeach the President. I'm sure you've heard that one before. So the last sample from Fake and Jax that I wanted to show you was one that a lot of rap cats will know. I'm gonna get into this one without much further ado. This is Give Up the Goods, Just Step by Mobb Deep, which is from their infamous album. Check it out.
Make it more cream, know what I mean? I'm a natural born hustler, won't try to cut ya. Pull out my phone and bust.
There ain't no time for fake jacks. The brothers that fake jacks can lay on it back. The streets is real, can't roll without steel. I feel how I feel, cause I was born to kill. Do what I gotta, they need a decent meal, brothers are starving. For trying to find a job, son, it's all about robbing.
Okay, that's where we got the chorus from. So, the next song I wanna get into here caused a stir when it came out. This is by Common, and the song's called The Bitch in You. So this is a song, in case you're not familiar, was a diss record to Ice Cube. And Common never was really known for being aggressive, but he can pull it out of when he needs to. So anyway, let's get right into the song here, The Bitch in You.
This rap shit, Cube, I'm calling out. I break in and smack niggas. This in the slaughterhouse, this ain't no East Coast, West Coast, none of the above. I'm from Chi, I went to Cali.
What?
Niggas gave me love, there's a thin line between the fake and the real. Grafted ass nigga, I see through your glass shield. Had skills, once upon a time on this project, yo. Get your girl, I'ma have to wreck a...
Okay, there's that one. So, now let's get into the samples. A couple of them here. First one is Julie Driscoll with Brian Auger, and the song is called Light My Fire. That was Light My Fire from the Street Noise LP. If you ever get a chance, take a look at the album artwork. It's kind of some weird artwork they used for that. So these like human being figures with huge faces, kind of weird looking. Anyway, the other sample that Pete used for this song is from NWA, A Bitch Is A Bitch.
Yep, you probably are.
Short but effective use of samples. Alright, so the last song I want to get into here is a song that's a little bit more recent. This is Method Man and Redman from their Blackout 2 album. This is featuring Socrates, and the song is called Ayo.
World. For me.
Yeah.
Check it out. Yo, I be like Iggy, yes, y'all. Doctor on call, I rock to my name and graffiti on the wall. Got flow like the rappers in Great George. I got my name Jamal. I pause, flick the ash. I pause like running Jason Mizell. DMC is me, host for the night. Papa Doc, only thing I don't choke on the mic. I choke a out if my guap ain't correct.
Hey, yo. All right, so that's that. Now the sample it came from, Pete used the sample from the Fish That Saved Pittsburgh soundtrack. The song is called Magic Mona by Phyllis Hyman. Peep it. Magic Mona. So there's a pretty decent sample of some of Pete's work. Pete's got a ton of work out there. I could go through a ton of songs. Definitely go check out his catalog. He's definitely one of the illest producers out. So on that note, we're gonna wrap up this episode. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Take care of yourself. I'll catch you later. Peace.